I am so sorry to share that one of the number one questions I get, probably number one or number two, maybe number three, depending on the day, one of the top questions I get is how do you deal with the trolls, the haters, the mean people on social media? Whew, I'm so sorry that this is a question I even have to answer. We're going to dive on in after we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel Peterson. So I want to share with you guys a little bit of some of the backstory. And it's interesting because I've been wanting to record this episode for a while, but obviously I only have so many episodes I can create each day. But I've been wanting to create this episode, and then today something happened where I was like, oh, this is perfect timing for this episode. So I was just checking Twitter and I was going to go craft a tweet. And Twitter is the one place where I don't have any plan or agenda. I just tweet, as I think kind of Twitter is. So I like just tweet random stuff. I subtweet, I put stuff out there, I write stuff that I know is going to be poetry someday. And I go on Twitter today, and someone tagged me in this like guy's post. And I was kind of surprised because basically this guy created an entire video like tearing me down. And I looked at his profile because I was like, interesting. I wonder what his story is. And when I went and looked at his profile, he's tweeted about me quite a few times, and he's actually got a decent following and he has a lot of engagement. And I was like, whoa. And there was a thread of all of these responses, and it was like, something like, I'm gonna summarize, I'll probably get it wrong. You can tell everything you need to know about her based on her rainbow bookshelf. And another person was like, oh, it was just like, there was all of these comments like about how I'm a dancing lady, I don't know what I'm talking about. That Gary V would be annoyed. I visited her quote website. It redirects to a Facebook group, even though that's exactly what that was. I have a real website. But it was just so interesting to see a whole thread of basically everyone tearing me down specifically. And at first I was like, oh, but then my immediate thought, it actually came in pretty fast, was like, oh. Okay, so we're going big time now. Okay, this is exciting. Okay, the truth is, guys, we have to categorize a lot of different things, if this makes sense. We have to categorize trolls one way, haters another way, and criticism slash feedback today. By the way, if you've ever gotten like straight up trolls or like haters, people who just decide that they hate you, they hate the fact that you're like living and breathing. that's a good sign that, hey, look, Ma, you've made it. And so, what's interesting is there's kind of three different categories, and each one is a little bit different. So, number one, we're going to talk first about criticism. And I think that this is really important because a lot of times when I say like, oh, I try not to check comments, I try not to check stuff I'm tagged in because you never know what the heck is gonna happen here. People are like, but what if you miss like the feedback? And what if you don't get the criticism? And criticism is good. Okay, well, yes and no. You'll never make everyone happy. For example, if I ask you listening now what the best flavor of ice cream is, some of you instantly thought of Rocky Road. Some of you thought of mint chocolate. Some of you thought of coffee. Some of you thought I don't like ice cream or I'm lactose intolerant, right? I know that that came up for a few of you. But what's crazy is that there's all of these different responses to that. Truth be told, I won't turn down any flavor of ice cream, but there are some people who won't eat ice cream or don't like ice cream. And so what we have to realize is that when it comes to criticism or feedback, if you listen to everyone, you will end up nowhere. Nowhere. This is talking to myself too. If you listen to all criticism or all feedback, you will never be able to create anything because you could have a room of 100 people and find that anywhere from 1 to 50 people completely disagree with whatever you put out there. 100% just because even if they weren't being haters or trolls, they just don't agree. And that's totally fine. You know how cool it is to find somewhere between 50 and 99 people that actually like what you're putting out there? That's pretty cool if you ask me. So criticism is one thing. How do you know who to take criticism from? I have several different kind of criteria that I put this through. And I put all criticism through this criteria. Number one, like, is this valid to me? Does this make sense to me? Is this something I want to actually take a look at? Is this something that I've already been feeling anyways? Have we been thinking about this and how this area could use a little strengthening? Or am I talking too fast for people to understand? I usually send that criticism or feedback to my team, and then I filter it through them. I say, hey, have you guys noticed, like, that there are a lot of comments that I'm talking too fast or whatever. And it's not because I'm going to slow down the way that I talk to fit what other people need. It's all about effectiveness of communication. So whose criticism do I take or feedback do I take all the time? Very few people. There are very few people who I respect so much that I would take any criticism from them because I know that it's coming from a great place. I also know that they don't feel a need to criticize me to make themselves feel bigger. Those people would include my husband, Paul. Anything he shares, feedback, thoughts, I value and respect his opinion so highly that I will straight up listen to it almost 100% of the time because he doesn't share his opinion unless he's spent time thinking about it and formulating it and making sure, is this the best way I can present this to Rachel so I don't come across as a hater, which he's obviously not. My team. I respect my team so much. And I respect my mentors as well as my top clients, my partners, my top students. I respect their opinions a lot because they've earned it. They've really earned it over the years. I know who they are. I know their hearts. I know their intent. So criticism, feedback, sometimes it's legit. Sometimes it's not something you always want to run from. Sometimes you want to listen. Sometimes you could take a whole bunch of criticism and put it into a folder and analyze it like once a month and be like, okay, this came up a bunch of times. I wonder if this is applicable to how we can move forward with our services, products, business. Let's go into trolls next because I feel like that's the second most deep one. Trolls. Trolls intentionally are trying to get a response. They're straight up trying to get you to disagree. They're trying to get a rise out of you. They're trying to upset you. They're trying to trigger you into saying something stupid accidentally. Sometimes they use like reverse psychology in their comments to try to get you to reveal something. Trolls are pretty obvious because they'll say something like, they'll say like, yeah, exactly. They'll say things like, oh, that's cool, scrolls. Or, did I ask? They'll comment silly things like that. This isn't even your sound. They'll say that all the time. And their only goal is to get attention. Okay? So trolls, it's actually really not that complicated. Trolls are just there to upset you, make you lose your cool, make you feel like you are not good enough. They're trying to distract you. It's really interesting. They're trying to bring you down to a lower vibration. So then let's go to the third and final category. And this is haters. Now, haters are kind of scary, if I'm being honest. And the reason that I say haters are scary is because I have never met a healthy and whole human that hates on someone else. I hope you guys caught how heavy it is what I just put down. I have never met someone who has done the work of healing and becoming a more whole person who hates others. And so this is why haters are a little bit scary to me sometimes, because I know that they're hurting. Anything that a hater says, this is going to sound crazy, but anything that a hater says is actually a reflection of their own deepest insecurities. And haters get very brave on the internet. Now, if a hater says, you'll never make it, your voice sucks, you can tell that she's a psycho, every single one of those comments, you just gotta look deep into their soul and insecurities. And that's a little interesting, but I have to remind myself of that all the time. Because trolls are different. You can be snarky and sarcastic with trolls. Haters can take it to another level, because oftentimes they're going to fall into, there's this book I've read. Oh my gosh. If I could recommend another book, because I don't recommend enough books, it's called The Five Types of People Who Can Ruin Your Life. This book is a game changer. The Five Types of People Who Can Ruin Your Life. And this book talks about the personality disorders that make people more likely to be haters and hone in on certain people that they hate. For example, the guy that's instigating a lot of these videos, he is honing in on me as a target, and that can be a little bit dangerous. Whew. Okay. Now, that being said, if you know these things, if you know why people hate, if you know that every single person who's hating is broken, insecure, dealing with their own inadequacy, when you know that, you can suddenly almost like, it's like getting into an arena with a bull because you know how to bypass them. It starts to become, for the most part, predictable. As long as they're not a psychopath or a sociopath, don't play chess with a psychopath or a sociopath on social media. It's not worth it. But what's crazy is, like, once you start to realize that haters always hate someone or something, because then they don't have to face the fact that they don't love themselves. Whew. Oh my gosh, that's intense, right? You suddenly start to feel bad for them. And I have to remind myself of this all the time. But it's true. Sometimes I want to go back to school just to become a psychologist, just so I can say these things without sounding like a total quack that just read a book, if that makes sense. Sometimes I think about that. Like, it'd be really cool to become a psychologist so I could take psychology into marketing. Maybe in 2022, once the toddler's a little older. But I wanted to share this because the truth is, if someone is not on your list of top mentors, your inner circle, a friend that's supportive, and you're certain that that friend is supportive, making sure that someone's criticism, if their criticism isn't valid, I wouldn't necessarily block them. But haters and trolls, you have permission to block at any point. You can respond to them in a snarky way, but I highly recommend that you step aside as much as possible. In fact, disengaging is one of the best things that you can oftentimes do. When they realize, for trolls, when they realize that they're not going to find any attention, and for haters, when they realize that they're not going to get any resistance, because they're looking for resistance, they're looking to fight because they're at war within themselves. When they realize that that's not there, then you can go ahead and they'll find a new target. So crazy how that works. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I'll catch you guys later. Bye for now.